Thursday night, Gimel Mar Cheshvin. We're in the middle of Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Zion. The Shmaitza really now, the beginning of the Perek talked about, you know, we're talking about the rule of Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov, and we're talking about Toysa Shita, that it's only a flawed Rov. But and then the Shmaitz is arguing, and meanwhile in this parak he argued and he brought Rayas that it's any rove. We're talking about a Reuben the Lesser, come on. Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov. The last thing we learned was actually very surprising to me. I didn't have time to look into it. And that is that he gives a case of an unflawed rove, and he says, so you see the Magad Mishnah holds that even in an unflawed rove, Shmuel holds Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov. Problem is that's so unflawed that it's a Rubadisa come on. And I always understood that in a Rubadisa come on you very much could go Bosser. So I didn't have time to look into it. So wow, it's very unflawed. It's a Rubadisa come on. The Shmaitzer takes no note of that, neither do the Mefarshim, that maybe a Rubadisa come on has different rules to Gabi Hokan Afaro. Basically. Now, so we're going to continue. The reason I give this elaborate introduction is because till the end of the perek now, the Shmaitzer goes off on a tangent. He's not going to discuss Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov anymore. Hocham Amo Menach HaRov, what kind of rov? Of course, he brought down the Magid Mishnah, who says other things as well, so he now continues bringing down the Magid Mishnah. And he will discuss a new topic, really. Not just from now to the end of the parak, he goes off and he discusses another topic. And that topic really is a major league topic. It's talking about muhzuk, and it's talking about a suffix muhzuk. Does a suffix muhzuk have any of the rights of a muhzuk? It's not. If there's a suffix, if you're a muhzuk. So, are you a muhzuk for that suffix too? And we say, no, you're not a muhzuk. You're not even a suffix muhzuk. I mean, a suffix muhzuk is not a muhzuk. So we ignore the chazaka. Of course, the ramification will be that Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov is against the chazaka. And pretty much everybody's moda that if there's no chazaka, then Hocham Amo Menach HaRov. And the whole Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov is only against the cheskes moment. So, if a suffix muhzuk is not a muhzuk at all, so it certainly is going to have ramification in the in what we're talking about, because Ein Hocham Amo Menach HaRov. But we'll see. So it goes off on a tangent. Might be sometimes the Shmaitzer gets a little boring, plotting, because he gets into nitty gritty back and forth. I try to avoid that a little by summarizing it to myself, the back and forth, and giving it over to you in a succinct way, hopefully. If not, you know, I did my best, we'll see. So we're up to the paragraph that starts with the words, Ulam Mashakosov Arav Amagit. Right? I assume it's a new paragraph. Ulam Mashakosov Arav Amagit. Shmaitzer Dalet Perek Zion. Ulam Mashakosov Arav Amagit. Now, again, we're coming off of the case. It's a case. It's good I learned the case. There's a lot of principles that I learned out from that case, and that is a child that's found in the street, and you don't know if it's a Jew or non-Jew, and there's always a case where the rove of the city is Jewish, the rove of the city is Goy, and that's your Reuben Issa come on, and you're going to determine what the child is by that. And the Gemara gives various afkaminas, saving the child's life, being a chal Shabbos to save the child's life. One of them is nezokin. We talk about momenus, it talks about hezek. So now, if a Jew, this might sound a little harsh to liberal ears, but if a Jew is mazik, a goy, he doesn't have to. A Jew's momen, a Jew's shore is mazik, a goy's shore, he doesn't have to pay him. And conversely, if a goy shor is mazik a Jew shor, he pays a nezek shalim right from the start. If you have an issue with that, then you have to wait till we learn Bava Kama, and we learn the psukim that teaches this, and you can learn the Marshal and the Maral and the Marshal and all those good things to explain where the Torah is coming from. It could be it's a punishment for not accepting the Torah. It's a very interesting Gemara. It's in the fifth parak of Bava Kamma. Ulam, Mashakazav Rav Magid writes something else there, in addition to what he said, what we quoted before, to bring proof to the discussion about Ein Hochem Komanach HaRov, even in a Rov Malia. But Rav Magid says something else there. Uberov Akum, he says, you found an Asufi, as it's called, a foundling. You found a child in a city that's Rov Akum. Tzorech l'shalem. Hold on, I already made a mistake. I wrote Rov Yisrael. No, he found it in a city. In a city, and it's Rov Akum, and then he grew up, and his shore was Nogeach Avos shore. So Tzorech L'Shalem, so the Magen Yishu says Tzorech L'Shalem Nezek Shalem, you know, you treat him like a goy. It's Rov Goyim, so you take Nezek Shalem from him. Because a goy pays Nezek Shalem the first time. If he shein lo cheskes momen, those are the words of the Magen Mishnah. So Magen Yishu says a goy has no cheskes momen. That's a separate rule, if we have time today, and if not, we'll wait till Sunday. Why doesn't the guy have cheskes mamon? It's an interesting shiloh. There's an assumption that the guy has no cheskes mamon. Why is that? Just to give you a little. So some say because Gezel Akum is mutter. It's going on the side that Gezel Akum is mutter. So Rav Shimon Shkaf, he says one thing has nothing to do with the other. There's a taina with cheskes mamon. If Gezel Akum is mutter, it means you could steal from him. But he still owns it. It doesn't mean he owns it. And Cheskes Momen is still a Chazaka. Like, what? Why? One thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay? It's not like you just ignore the guy. You don't ignore him. Even if Gezel Akum is mutter, but you don't ignore him. You don't ignore his monetary. You might ignore certain monetary rights he has, but money is money, says Rav Shimon. The monetary laws, the monetary rules, the way money flows, the way money dinim are set up. So why shouldn't? Like,
so if a guy were to have a contract with a Jew, you should know better and never do it because it's not enforceable.
Well, we paskin Gezel Akum is also, but so it's not relevant. So anyway, but a guy has no cheskes mamon, that's for sure. Meaning the we'll see why, maybe it's a pasuk, but the din of chazaka. I mean, I would say you don't even need him a car. I would say cheskes mamon is a chazaka like all chazakas. Even though, if you remember way back when, we actually saw t'machleikas gitzais in the sinus, where the cheskes mamon is a din that's learnt out, like other chazakas, or whether it's a the way the Gemara Bava Kamma presents it, it's a svara. It's a svara. You can't be mosi mamon without a raya. Lakoponim a guy has no cheskes mamon. So the Kesef Mishnah's point is: so this person who doesn't know, he might be a guy. So therefore, he has no cheskes mamon. We have to treat him as someone with no cheskes mamon, and therefore, even though it's a suffix what he is. But if there's no cheskes mamon, so when we go bus a rove, we follow the rove, and he has to pay nezek shalem the first time. Hankos of arash v'gamkin mitzudushes sofer kavod exubis ayin shom. Okay. Okay. V'dir das v'yishayinam dakam leslu cheskes momen kasub arit al gazi perik beiz ostas zayin v'mishum the gezel akamuta v'ayim b'shar yoysher shar hei perik tazvav shetome olof d'manyan isu v'hetner v'mishpitei momen. Shimon has like this famous perspective for v'mishpitei momen. So this is a heter, this is a heter. So the Isra of Gezel may or may not be, but why should it affect, why should it be affected? Why should it affect Mishpatei Momen? Bayan Shem Shabir, Shimon explains, that Din Muchzuk, very interesting. Murakim Shayach Inyan, the Chazoka Mashatachas Yerodim Shalohu. Inyan Chazoka stems from the assumption that if you have something, it's yours. The Muchvanu Shalohu. But a guy, we don't give him the benefit of that doubt. Look at them all like criminals, I guess. I don't like the word. But we don't assume that what he has is his. So Rav Shimon says, Abu Ba'akum, Ein Shemoy Chocha, Mimashu, Wetzlo, Shu Shalom. Okay? So there's no Cheskos moment. Okay. I think it's really even simpler. I'm thinking now, I didn't even think of it this afternoon. It's a din chazaka. Why should a guy have a din chazaka? Din chazaka that paskins a shaila is a din Torah, a whole din Torah. The guy doesn't have the din Torah, so I guess Rav Shimon calls it mishpatei Torah. But I would call it mishpatei Torah in the sense that Rav Shimon says it, maybe that he has a chazaka, but that the chazaka paskins the mokam safek is definitely a din. And, okay. Now, the marit. Umarit b'chidush of soy perakama de ksubis, he asks on the Kesef Mishnah. How can we take Nezik? What is the Magen Mishnah's logic? If we don't know if he's a goy or a yid, how can we take Nezik Shalim from him? The Hokeven, the Huma Supik, in this. Umarit b'chidush of soy perakama de ksubis iksha, the Hokeven, the Huma Supik, in this chaya volo. He doesn't know. We don't know if he's mechuyev. It's no worse than Bori Shema. Even if we'd be a Bori, even if we'd be a Bori that he's a goy and he'd be a Shema that he's a yid, so we couldn't take from him. Bori Shema la Bori Yodif. Habli any of the name is Chayafti. Like a person says, I don't know. So Bori Shema la Bori Yodif. So how can we take Nezek Shalim? So, what do we have here? Interesting machlokas. What? Yeah. So we have here, we'll get to the Eidochim Omen Acharov part in a second. Meanwhile, we're dealing with a suffix. Let's forget about the road for a moment. I mean, that's the case, yes. And we'll be dealing with that aspect of the case at the end of the pair. But let's, meanwhile, take a step back and see what we're talking about. We're talking about a suffix goy, suffix Jew. And with and so there's a suffix, it is Mechuyev Nezek Shalim or Chatzi Nezek. So the Magen Mishnah says we take Nezek Shalim from him. The Maharit can't understand why. What gives you the right to take Nezek Shalim from him? Okay? If you don't know if he's a goy, how can you take Nezek Shalim from him? You're taking money from a Muchzor. We're going to see in a second. This is the Shakli B'Tanya. Magen Mishnah's point is he can't use the Cheskos Momen. Because for all he knows, he's a guy, and he has no Cheskos Momen.
Is there a third option of Suffolk Momser?
No. That's not Suffolk. Suffolk is only guy or Jew. Beer Divrei Marit. Reading from now this footnote. The Nehid Akum Leslie did Muchzuk, Zerakum Uvadayakum, Avalkanari Musafkal on Dilmahu Yisrael. And Israel is could be a Muchzuk. And Einochem Omen Acharov. So, for all you know, he is a Muchzuk. How can you take money from him? That's not his kasha. How can you be mighty money from him? He's self-fake. He may be a Muchzuk. Like, this is a very conceptual, very broad, general shaila. It's a famous shaila. Right? So you have the Sofek Muchzuk. If he's a Jew, he can use the din chazaka. If he's a guy, he can't. So The Mishnah says, Adarabba, he might be a goy. He can't use Cheskos Mammon, he's a goy. He doesn't even know if he's a goy or a yid. And the Maritz says, what are you talking about? How could we take the money from him if he has Cheskos Mammon? Okay. Now we're going to learn the Ra'ah's answer. I am Ayan B'chidushay Ra'ah. Bavur Sham Yosef Zelashon. The Ra'ah is going to say like the Mishnah. He's going to elaborate a bit more. Dafka Machza al Machza. Right? Avul Rovakum, but if it's Rovakum, Shalim Nezik Shalim. The Tema, the Ra'ah talking. Achati Lemelahu, Aisi Raya, Love Yisrael Anah. You bring a raya that I'm a goy. This is almost like the Maritz question. How can you take Nezek Shalim from me? Bring me a raya that I'm a goy. The ain't hook in the moment after a rove. So it's like a suffix. We don't follow rove by moment. So it's a suffix. So how can you take Nezek Shalim from me? Ikal the Maimar. The Chivon, the Amisot, Avi Akum. Since on the Tzadid is an Akum, less the Chazoka de Mamoina. Vashtim asafkulon begufe ihavi akum. No amrinon bechiha ein hocham amoman acha haro. This is how the Ra'ah says it. So you follow Rove. The lo itmar, because the din of ein hocham amoman acha haro was only said el lehotzi mecheskoso, that you can't be motzi from a chazaka. Right? It's not the pshat ein hocham amoman acha haro. That the din rov was not said by Mammon, it's only by Yisurin. That's not the din at all. It's just that Cheskos Mammon is stronger than rov. So, if there's no muchzuk, you certainly can be Moitzi Mammon with rov. So if there's a Safek goy, and on the tzad that he's a goy, he has no Cheskos Mammon, and there's a rov that he's a goy, so the rov says, that's not called Avadi Yagobos a rov. And that's not called you being moitzi from a chazaka, because you're taking money from him. It's only a suffik muksuk, and the tzad that he's a guy is not a muksuk at all. And there's a robe that he's a guy. That's what the Ra'ah says. You can go bust a robe if there's no muksuk, right? And the tzad that he's a guy, he's not a muksuk. And there's a robe dictating that he's a guy, so you could treat it as if there's no muksuk. Okay, so that's the Ra'ah's answer. The Kayosi Bazaar, we're continuing now with the Shmaitza. So
basically, we're using a rove to paskin up the Suffolk Muksa?
No. We're not clearing. We're clearing if he owes Nezek Shalim or not. We're clearing if he's a guy or a yid. So, on the side that he's a guy, he has no Cheskos Mammon. And there's a rove that he's a guy. So you can't call that rove against the Chazaka. Because the rove is saying there is no chazaka. I think that, to me, that's the most clear explanation of what the rove is saying. You can't call it a rove against the chazaka if the rove is declaring that there is no chazaka. Rove against the chazaka means the rove is saying, I'm very aware that there's a chazaka, but I want to be stronger than the chazaka. I want to be Moitzi Mammon. If according to the rove there is no chazaka, if according to the Ein Echad, there is no Cheskos Eishes Ish, so it's not called an Ein Echad against the Chazaka. Because the Ein Echad saying there is no Chazaka. Now, it's still a little Chiddush, a little sophistry involved, because it's like, if you can just visualize, when the Eid comes to talk, there is a Chazaka. Or here, there's a Sofei Chazaka. It's just that Lefi Devarav, there is no chazaka. So, what? Yeah. Right. So, you could argue that, like, we're not makabel the aid, it's against the chazaka. But, so he's saying that like that. He's saying, lefi divrei the rove, there is no chazaka. So that's not going to be called the rove against the chazaka. Let's, okay. But Kayotzi says, the Shmaita says, this is really a very general question. Kasu Harbe Oh, mehamishtamshim, very cute lashon. Mehamishtamshim bedegel kimli. This is a whole. When the halakha is not decided, when there's been no hakra in Shulchan Aruch, especially in the Gay Mormonists, when there's no hakra, so on this, most circumstances, a baldin in the Torah, if it boils down to a safek, the din, so the baldin could say kibli. Kibli means. We pass going down on the other, like the one that I'm right. And we're talking about that there's no Bezdin worthy of being Machria, not worthy, I thought the wrong word, I'm sorry. There's no Bezdin able to actually be Machria. So he could say Kimli, the Muxa could say Kimli. That's a general rule. Now, so the Achrayim say that that's when he's a muhzik b'vadai. But when he's a Safek muhzik, he can't say kimli, because it's not clear that he's a muhzik. In other words, maybe the way I explain the Ra is not the way the Shmaitz is seeing the Ra. I'm explaining the Ra, and it's not called Rov against the Chazakah. Because Lefi Divrei HaRov, there is no Chazakah. I see he's making it into more of a general rule that Safek Muchzik doesn't have the power of Muchzik. Not even on the side that he is a Muchzik. In other words, it's like, I wanted to be cute, not just cute. Safek Muchzik is not a Muchzik. A Muchzik means you're a Muchzik Bivadai, by definition. The definitional definition of a Muchzik is that you're Muchzik Bivadai. If you're only a Safek Muchzik, if there's money in your pocket, you're a Muchzik. If the money is maybe not in your pocket, so then you're not a muhzik, even on the tzad that it is. If there's a suffix, you're not a muhzik. So they say, by a suffix muhzik, you can't say kibli. Very cute lashon. Mehamishtamshim bedegel kibli bin yincheskus chanus. Chanus is a store. We're not going to go into it. Very, very complicated. Indian with Yisomim and Apotropsim and a Chanus, which is not really a building, it's more of a shack. And the question is if it's Karkas, Metaltalim. So there is a fact that the Yisomim can't be Motzi. If it would be Karka, so you would say that the Yisomim, it's Mecheskas, the Yisomim. So they're the Morakama. But we're not sure, maybe in this case, because of complicated inyoni, the chanus has a din of metaltalin, so if it's metaltalin, they warrant the muhzakim in it, the lokeach is muhzak in it. Okay? So they can't win. And they can't say kidli, bin yecheskus chanus, the husafik ibu karka al metaltalin. So the same idea. Safek muhzik is not a muhzik. So only kimli only word. Kimli literally means I am sure I paskin. It's like kimli karashba means I paskin like the Rashba. It's a funny idea. It's talking about best and there's no ability to be machria. So this is something the Baal Din could do. It's really like saying, I don't know offhand why it became like a special category called kibli. It's really saying, I'm a muhzik, you can't take the money from me. It's sort of a sake of the dina. Because the din was never really paskin. Maybe it's talking about a case like we say that the din is normative halacha in a certain way. Maybe, I'm pretty sure that's the case. Normative halacha acts a certain way, but it was never really the paskin. So the Baal Din could say kibli. As if the Shulchan Aruch paskin something, Baal Dover can't say kibli, not like the Shulchan Aruch. But if there was no hachra really ever, so even if let's say normative halacha is a certain way, so. But if he's coming before a Beis Din, why?
The
bezin cannot be machmir. They're not upset. They're not able to be machmir. It's a schus taina. This really got, I mean, this gets us into heavy cheshbish b'nit yonim. It's a very broad inyan. I mean, the bezin could roll the dice, could flip a coin, but they can't. If the bezin would be ready to be machria, that the riff's right, or the Rambam's right, but we're talking about a bezin not of a stature that is able to say, you know, the riff's right and the Rashba's wrong. So they can say, Kimli, akabonim. It boils down to saying Kimli by a suffix morsel.
Kimli, like a bari? It sounds something like.
Yeah. Something like it. But it has a name. It's called Kimli. So I see them. The Shmaitzer did not understand the Ra'ah the way I did. Shmaitzer understood it as a rule that suffix muhsig is not a muhsig. So he brings down by Kimli, you find the same thing. Boy, the Marit better be l'shitaso here. I am b'tshuvas Marit. With the Marit held that the Safek Muchzuk is considered a Muchzuk. He can't be voiced in the Nezik Shalim from him. So I hope he's at least consistent. I am b'tshuvas Marit. B'shom Herif l'havi Rayel azeh. T'hecha du Savi Safek b'tfisa atzma. And Nikris t'fisa olo. L'havi Muchzuk. L'dom Kimli. Vayin Shom. Varei lefonenu raya brura lahacht marin leiv. From our midiri harashba v'ra'ah v'rav ha-magid that talk about the case at the end of Tzubis, the child that was found who's a safek muchzuk, and they say you don't treat him as a muchzuk. Okay, vayin sham v'sifri soy sacheshu. I think they asked the steer in Marit. Wait a second. Mayim b'sifri k'tzayis ha'cheshim. Maybe you can get a k'tzayis. Let's see what he says. Down there. So either peches or reish nun ches, or both. Peches or reish nun ches, or both. Where's our friend?
Peches,
you said,
huh?
Yeah. Peches of cut and test.
Oh, wow. I opened right to the right there.
Bingo.
This is cut and test.
No.
Isn't that it?
Yeah. Wait. It's weird. But oh, no, that's sif test.
Oh.
It's a cut and test. You run off. Yes, of cut and test.
Too long. Anyway, I should go get the other one.
No. So we're going with the Rashba, the Ra'ah, and the Rav HaMagid, that it's not called a Muchzuk, and therefore you make him pay Nezek Shalim. And you go Basarov because it's not made, and you go Basarov because it's not called against the Cheskus moment, because Sofik Muchzuk is not a Muchzuk. V'nichev v'zasugis ha-shah soifer kama d'ksugis machzal machzo Yisrael l'may hilchusa. There, okay, so let's talk about Rov Akum and Rov Yisrael. Then it says machzal machzo, half and half, he's called the Yisrael. Okay, half and half. L'may hilchusa amrish lakish l'nezakim. Right, so the word says, what do you mean l'kavin nezakim? Nakhit, the Gemara goes through various cases. So the Gemara ends up, the Nakhit Turi Dide, his shore was Negeach, the Turi Didon. So Palgam, Shalom, he only has to pay Chatzin Nezek. Vidach Palgam, Alu, I see Raya, bring a Raya. That I'm a guy. The place of Shom Dibimaschal, it's Richa. Zelashon Otema, Dachinami, Abi Mosul, Meymar, Machsal, Machsal, Nochri. Vinogach Turi Didon, the Turi Dide. So we also only have to pay half. Achal Machzor Nochri, and our shore is twice his shore, so we don't have to pay. So, like, why call it a yid that he doesn't have to pay Nezek Shalim? Call him a guy that we don't have to pay him if we're Negeachim. It's half and half. So, you're calling it a Jew, such a Jew. Of course, if he's Negeach, he only has to pay half Nezek. So Taisa says, you could just as easily call him a boy and say, if we're Negeachim, we don't have to pay him. Because of the half and half suffering. Afimashakosu, Arashma, Barov, Rav HaMagen, Nicha. Vaymatsu, the Meimel, and Azokin. Nogach, Turidi, Don, Turidi, Day. But then it doesn't have to say Machzal, Machzal. Even by Roy Yisrael, we'd be Potter. Dain Hokum Woman Acharov. I will be Nogach Turidi Day, the Turidi Don. Hoy Rob, Hoy Hokum Acharov. Rob Tommy. Right, but he's not called the Muxim. We are called Muxokim. So we straight him. That was sure. Yeah, this sure. Sain Hokum Woman Acharov. So we don't have to pay him. I'm a Muxim. But he's not a Muxa because he's only a Sufik Muxa. So therefore, it answers Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is, why does it say it this way? That he's a Yisrael. And because of the scenario, we're his shore. So, yeah, our shore. So he only has to pay. He only has to pay half Nezek. It's half and half, he's called the Yisrael. Because he only has to pay half Nezek. Right, because it's Machzal Machzal, so he has to pay him. So Tosis says, why don't you say he's a guy? And because we don't have to pay him. So the Shmaita says, because that way, then why do you have to say half and half? Even if it would be Rov Goyim, you wouldn't have to pay him. Because I'm a Muxer, so you can't use Rove against me to make me pay him. I'm a Muxer, so Einochem Omenachar Rove. So that's why it talks about. So if we'd be talking about my shore is Mazik Hishor, then if you wouldn't say Machzal Mach, you wouldn't have to be limited to Machzal Mach. So you could be talking about even a Rove, because Einochem Omenachar Rove. Salamai is talking about his shore, was like our shore, and that's why we call him a guy, because he has to pay it, because he's not a Muslim. Okay. I want you to give a try again. You have to for everything.
It's been a while, we need to maybe wake people up.
So talk to the people.
I'll try.
Why don't you try him again?
I tried him.
Did
in the interim.
He had a baby meanwhile. Maybe he's feeling thankful.
Okay. I was thinking the opposite. He had a baby and I was tired.
By the way, he's shechting chickens. He started, he got a job. He should be thankful to Hashem. He got a job.
Yes. So,
this is effects, although this is like.
Very fun.
Have a lot of people. What happened?
What happens to all the shares?
What?
That's what happens to all the shares. Eventually, people just.
Good, so then I'll stop giving it. I don't mind. I'm not insulted. I'm not going on strike. But you know, you're very hush of a people. But,
you know, can switch
one or two, you know, one or two is not.
We'll talk to.
And I'm learning with three or four. So start with the people who have always come. When Loring just jumped out of the shul.
I don't know where he is lately, but he goes on trips sometimes and he's away from us.
Give him a call. He hasn't been here in 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I spent a lot of time talking to Mordechai tonight. I gave him a ride home. We got to his different shiur. He's slow.
Oh, his yesterday email?
I answered his email in the morning. So then we spoke about it on the way home in the car. I gave him a ride home, so we were in the car the whole time. So we have some ideas. One of them, we were thinking about slots and who could give and how to give format. And one of I don't know if you want to stop letters with all stop kids, or maybe you would give something that he had in mind. One of the things that he thought Dafka is like right up your alley is the like Hilko Dine Mamanos. Like from the time
as
a
diet. Entertainment, yeah. It's a once a week show. So what?
Right.
So what do with Chagas Halavas?
In the same slot. If we're stopping, maybe we can rejuvenate Night Seder by stopping.
Well, we're rejuvenating a Night Seder with him, you know. We're bringing him in.
Right.
See, maybe I'll stop Chagas Halavas. I'll tell people to go to Yashir. Be inspired by him. Maybe I need a break. Maybe I'm old and tired. People are not interested in the shiur anymore. Look, I mean, the truth is no one comes to Night Seder anymore. We slip back to a very low point. If not for the kids.
It's not no one, but yeah, it's empty.
You're right, it's not no one.
No, it's important not to say no one. People are here learning.
No one. Okay. Quote, unquote.
But no, I agree with you. It's very bad.
It turned very bad again.
This is our push, though. We're going to start with Jacobson. We'll see about
that. Okay, but meanwhile, it reached a very low point. And right. Especially the Shia used to have 15 people.
Yeah. But we want to. I don't know how you want to handle it. Do you want to push the Shia right before Jacobson starts? Or do you want to try and push people into Jacobson?
Nothing to do with it. It's all about the Shia. I want to continue it.
Okay.
If people tell me I would love to go to the Shia, but I want to go to the Jacobson Shia, okay, that's fine. I'll pass on that. The truth is, I've learned now, if my voice would be normal, I'd learn that also. Even though it's very hard to learn to be. But you're a nice guy, you're a nice person. Schaefer used to always come. There were a bunch of guys that always came.
A bunch of people. Came and still occasionally comes. Lipstein sometimes came.
Yeah, okay, so that's the point.
What's
everybody doing? Let's call up somebody at
he's in construction or something. What's his name? Merritt. A long time ago he came and then he stopped.
He's in a different world now. Let's call up somebody at random. What he's doing. Who should we call?
Paul Glickstein.
What?
It's a Glickstein.
Okay, very good idea. You know what's going
on? Maybe here at the book.
Tell him we drew his name at random out of a drone.
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
02?
I'm giving you a phone.
Okay. 999-0110. You don't want to talk to him? I'll talk to him. Whatever you want.
What about him? Reuben Goldman doesn't come to shul. Reuben Goldman.
Reuben Goldman. Right.
Hello, is it Yitzchak in? Is Yitzchak Glickstein in, please? Rabbi Malinowitz. Tell him if he wants a shiur, he has to come on time.
Objection.
It's only a long time. The shiur ends 9:15.
We didn't have the Ola. I said
it. Huh? There's no quota. There's no quota.
Guessing?
Not canceled. Not canceled. Nobody asked. I said, "Shia, the tree in the forest fell." There's no noise. That's why I said she's gone. Yes. Okay, so when he has, if he has a chance, yeah, sure, no. A business call.
I guess he's busy working. Discussing the different shiurim he proposed. So I thought he meant all of them would be ongoing shiurim, but he'll write to you. We discussed it.
Well, what's his point? I mean, it's good ideas, but like, I'm trying to explain that we need someone to.
Right, to be
I said to concretize it. You can't just throw it. It's good ideas. I have a great idea. Someone should give a shiurim and help us.
No. So we, this is what I'm saying. We spoke for an hour tonight. We have some ideas. So
you in the same car?
I'm sorry, what?
You share a carpool?
I drive, and sometimes I give him rides.
We work
across the
area?
Street from each other. Yeah. We both work in Harkotsvim, right across the street from each other.
You go to Harkotsvim every day?
Well, not every day. I drive to clients sometimes, but my office is in Harkotsvim.
I thought you were.
Okay. I'm in Harkotsvim.
When do you go? You go 9 in the morning?
About 9. The schedule is very.
My daughter works in our hotel. She works to us.
Yes.
Yeah. She goes at 5 in the morning. That was very good.
No traffic.
She comes back. No, she goes by bus. Uh-huh. And you can make your own hours.
Oh.
So she works from 5 to 2.
Oh, that's very good. I kind of come and go when I want also.
Not even. I guess it's 6:30. She leaves at 5. The earliest she can start working is 6:30. Mm-hmm. I think she works 6:30 to 1:30. 7 hours. She's back here. She gets her kids.
That's very good.
And she sleeps on the bus.
This is one of the main reasons. The main reason I still am where I am is because I keep climbing up the ladder. Just today, again, I got a little bit of a promotion. So I'm kind of running the place. I'm now managing the whole place. I can really come and go when I want. And I